In the day's other headlines, the U.S. military's top leaders warned it will take sharply higher defense spending to head off a conflict with China. The Pentagon budget request totals more than $840 billion. That includes $9 billion for the Pacific, up 40% from last year. At a House hearing, General Mark Milley said the budget prepares the nation to meet China's challenge and to deter it.
The People's Republic of China's actions are moving it down the path towards confrontation and potential conflict with its neighbors, and possibly the United States. But again, I say, war with China is neither inevitable nor imminent.
Milley also said the U.S. military is recovering from years of war in Iraq and Afghanistan, and that overall readiness is the best in many years. In Israel, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is vowing to pursue what he calls, quote, responsible judicial reforms and to heal deep divisions. But he gave no details in an evening address. Earlier, opponents of a plan to give the government more control over the courts blocked main highways in Tel Aviv again. Police fired water cannons to try to clear the roads. The Israeli defense minister reportedly urged Netanyahu to halt the court plan. The largest demonstrations yet rocked France today after the government raised the retirement age without a vote in parliament. Tens of thousands filled streets in Paris, mostly peacefully. But police fired tear gas at protesters who attacked stores and lit fires. Across the country, strikers blocked train stations, ports, and refineries. European Union leaders today endorsed sending 1 million artillery rounds to Ukraine within a year. But in a video address, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky urged them to do more and to do it faster.
Let every meeting, every discussion, every day of our joint work bring the return of peace closer. If Europe hesitates, the evil may have time to regroup and prepare for years of war. It is in your power to prevent this. It is in our common power to free Ukraine from Russian aggression this year.
Zelensky also made a new frontline visit, this time to the city of Kherson in the south. He pledged full-scale rebuilding efforts. In southern Africa, the World Health Organization says the death toll from tropical cyclone Freddy has now topped 600. The powerful storm devastated parts of Madagascar, Mozambique, and Malawi over the past 2 months in two separate strikes. The resulting floods ruined homes, roads, and hospitals. The WHO warned today that huge numbers of people face malnutrition and cholera. The World Athletic Council today banned transgender athletes from international track and field competition. It applies to athletes who transition from male to female and have gone through male puberty. International swimming has a similar ban. Also today, Georgia became the fourth state to ban most gender-affirming surgeries and hormone therapies for transgender youth under the age of 18. A prosecutor in New York has rebuffed congressional Republicans seeking information on a hush money probe of former President Trump. In a letter, the Manhattan District Attorney's Office said, quote, Donald Trump created a false expectation that he would be arrested, and his lawyers reportedly urged you to intervene. The letter charged the Republican request violates state sovereignty. Two big companies have announced new job cuts. IT services giant Accenture is slashing 19,000 jobs worldwide over 18 months. That's 2.5% of its workforce. And Walmart, the largest private employer in the U.S., says it expects to lay off hundreds of workers at five major distribution centers. And on Wall Street, stocks swung higher and lower before finishing with modest gains. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 75 points to close at 32,105. The Nasdaq rose 117 points, or 1%. The S&P 500 added 11 points. Still to come on the NewsHour, a new report shows a dramatic rise in anti-Semitism in the U.S. Another COVID subvariant causes a rise in cases. Belarus's exiled opposition leader speaks out against the country's latest crackdown on dissent, plus much more.
This is the PBS NewsHour from WETA Studios in Washington, and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.